Hey, Coach. Just wanted to ask you, just generally, what kind of impressed you most about that performance over the two games? Like, what area did you think that was kind of, I don't know, just impressed you most about the performance?
Yeah, I love all things considered. I think composure, obviously, we talked a lot about, which I think got better Friday to Saturday, but I do still like our compete from the get-go and not being intimidated and thinking we can win every battle. I was impressed as well with our D zone exits, our breakouts. I think against a good team, I think that's one of the first things that can go and can really like stop you from building momentum and feeling like you're playing uphill. So I liked a lot of that. Thought our goaltenders played great as well. And there's a lot of skill with this group, and it's going to be just continuing to get it to work together.
Marcus?
Coach, on the subject of the goaltending, how they looked in practice this week, and is there any plan for how you're going to roll them out this weekend?
Yeah, I think in practice, for every position, right? You're constantly working, getting the reps, and our goalies get a lot of one-on-one time with Brett as well. But they're looking good, and I think a lot of it's going to be seeing how they continue to do in games and seeing what the tools that we got. So we're going to keep seeing what all of them can bring.
Henry?
Yeah, Coach, Kaylee Quigg didn't play on Saturday. Is she going to be available this weekend?
Yeah, she's looking like she should be.
Go Abigail and Sam.
Speaking of this weekend series, how are you guys looking to adjust based on your first road series away?
I think it's an exciting time to hit the road. I personally love a good bus trip, but it's nice there. Obviously, it was an exciting home weekend, exciting to get things going, but just to get out of the city and spend some time as a team, some shared experiences should be good against a great opponent. It's going to be a good test, try to get some big road wins.
I wanted to ask about Lucy. I feel like I saw somewhere in the offseason that she's a forward entity. I don't know if I'm just making that up or that's true or not, but she kind of looks like she's got the build and like the movement of a forward, even though she's playing in D. And just in general, what did you see from her against Minnesota? I know she played a lot in the second game.
Yeah, she's great skater. So I think you see that. And she's able to utilize her forward skating to take away time and space, surfing through the neutral zone, and take space when she has the puck too. So definitely a really talented skilled defenseman for us. And I think we're just looking to get her more reps, more experience. I think on the back end, it's a little bit tougher for D to just get comfortable at the next level. So it's like whether it's her, Avery, we're just getting her kind of getting them reps as we go.
Marcus?
Coach, on one of your defensemen, Ella, coming in from Colgate, it's her homecoming, obviously, this weekend. What have you seen from her since she's arrived to the team?
Yeah, she plays strong. She plays hard, takes away time and space in the neutral zone. I think she definitely plays to our type of game without the puck, our attack style defense, and she's a smart player. All of our concepts, all the things that we teach, she definitely leads the way, is leads in video and how she participates. So I think just a reliable defenseman back there who's continuing to get her footing too with us as the weeks go.
Sam.
Clara and Sydney were in both post-game press conferences this weekend. Obviously, it's not something really used to players after a loss. I'm just curious kind of what was in that decision. I know it happened after UConn in the year last year too, but kind of just walking through kind of why you guys wanted to bring them out.
Yeah, it's looking to be a progression I think we make as a team. I think for the players' voices to be heard, it's important, and definitely it was definitely more thoughtful at the point last year when we did it. But something that you're probably going to see more often, our captains are aware that part of their job is being the voice of the players, win or lose. And it's something we try to do in everything. And everything that we do, we try to have the same norms and routines around wins and losses because we define success for ourselves. And like you guys know, you can play poorly and win, and you can play well and lose. So we always try to create those norms.
Go against him.
I just like kind of coming out of the Minnesota series. Like, how is it different to coming out of last year's? I know last year's obviously gave you guys a lot of confidence, but it was kind of a totally different way that series unfolded compared to this year. I'm just curious, kind of how do those two compare and contrast, just where you're at, kind of coming out of it.
Yeah, still feeling coming out of this one, I think. Still making sense of it. I'm trying not to rush it too much. But the irony was funny. Yeah, like we were so proud of ourselves coming out of the last year. And, I think it's different how we define success for this group. And we have expectations. You know, it's different going into the season. We have expectations for what we want to achieve. And I think we proved to ourselves that we can carry the play, we can generate momentum, and we can dominate the play. So I think the biggest thing that I want to make sure that we still remember is we want to solidify our identity in every weekend. And yes, it was great that we saw flashes of what we're capable of, but we have higher goals than that. How do we do it over three periods, over a whole weekend? How do we make sure that we're playing the way that we want to play and solidifying that, especially this early in the year?
Sam again.
I have one more. Just like obviously it's only two games in, right? But like how is the identity and how you want to play this year different or similar to last year? I know last year was a lot about kind of territorial advantage, things like that. Is it different this year? And just kind of what do you think this team is trying to be, I guess?
Yeah, I think it's taken the same identity that we play with, but there's a lot of upgrades still that we can make. And I think we started to see it late in last season where, yeah, we want to build momentum, we want to change with possession, we want to do all that kind of stuff because it suffocates teams and it doesn't allow them to, they're fighting energy all game. But I think we've also showed, and we see with the speed that we have in this group, like we can also score off the rush. We can play a little bit of that faster paced game and execute when we have the opportunities to. So I think it's just continuing to round it out. We know how we want to play and how we like to play, but able to get wins against all different styles of opponents, depending on what their gaps are and how we can take advantage of that.
Henry, go ahead.
Yeah, Coach, I guess I'm kind of just wondering, like, how would you define success coming out of this weekend? Is that like getting a win, getting two wins, or does it just more kind of depend on how you guys play, how you feel like you guys performed?
Yeah, I think we want to win, right? We want to put ourselves, on the national stage by our league play and by our at a conference play. And I want us to have the ability to focus on that, but also, like you alluded to, define success. It's not just good enough to get a win. We want to make sure that we're playing our game against another good opponent, a different style opponent on the road. How do we put 6 periods together, maybe more of consistent hockey where we're able to produce and play the way that we want to play if it's going right, but also reset and regroup if it's not, and be able to correct that a little bit quicker.